Blog Talk Radio.
Mac Tracy. I'm back, baby.
Oh, boy, where you been?
I'm back.
Boy, where you been?
I'm out the roof of an old school, trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligans been tripping since my first date. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you slide through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches, just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after 5 in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you.
I thought you knew.
I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with
and
you.
Damn, so ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so ain't fucking with you.
She heard that 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with chibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me. Straight face, gunning for the skill. I'm running with the peel, going for two. With the double R cool, doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn, so ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio, turning blunts into Duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the Crest Side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay for Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the Country Club Crest Side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, so ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, so ain't fucking with you.
Buddy, it's Vince in the Bay, or as Fake Dip Daily would say,
Vince in the Bay, Vince in the Bay, Vince in the Bay.
I've been missing that voice all day today. I think I need to download that episode from last night and chop it up and make little sound bites of Fake Debbie Daily, because I nearly cream my pants every time I just think about her. pretty amazing. If you missed the show last night, we had Debbie Daly here. She was simulcasting on her network, and I appreciate that, Debbie. I hope everything's going well with her. I don't believe we're broadcasting on the Debbie Daly network now, so you guys can do whatever, I guess. This is your Monday night Disorderly Conduct program, and I'm taking your calls at 347-826-7667. I've had a busy day, and I really haven't had a chance to pay attention to what's going on in the world. So if you guys want to fill me in, that would be great. If not, I'm going to probably look up and see what. I always just go by Twitter. Although I've been kind of avoiding Twitter lately, at least reading it. Like, I've been tweeting today, but I've been avoiding reading other people's tweets because the last couple of days it's just been so nauseous to read these tweets because in the aftermath of this Arizona shooting deal, mud is just slinging all over the place. All the liberals are blaming Sarah Palin or whoever, and all the Republicans are pissed off that the liberals are blaming Sarah Palin and the Republicans, and it's just stupid. It really is. And people like Jane Fonda are not really helping matters. I haven't looked at her Twitter in a while. I don't know if she's still talking smack, but she needs to simmer down. So yeah. Big ups to my early chatters, dailyschmuck.com, Ken Moore, Moxie, and Ken Pettigrew. Was here earlier. Good times. Yeah. So I still haven't gotten my Skype situation worked out here. My USB headset does not want to be recognized by my computer. So I've been doing my last couple shows on my phone, and it really fucking sucks. I hate it. I'm ready to just get a new computer pretty quick here and do it right, get a mixer. I used to have a mixer, and I got rid of it, and now I want it again. So I guess I'll have to get a mixer and plug my microphone into it and do this legit, because I hate talking on my phone for 2 hours. It's just not cool. Any hoot. So, I guess if any of you folks are sports fans, the college football championship was tonight. Congratulations to the Auburn Tigers winning it on a last-second chip-shot field goal over Oregon. And I didn't watch most of the game. I just caught bits and pieces. I did see the lovely Erin Andrews. She was gracing the sidelines, providing the viewers with sideline reportage. She was looking smoking hot. She had some sparkly top thing on that a little bit of a little bit of a plunging neckline. Larry, did you see that plunging?
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, I had Larry's cue for him. Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. Call in, raise your hand by pressing 1, and I'll put you on the air. If you want to share anything with me, it's a call-in show. Your calls take priority, so whatever is on your mind is what we shall speak about. Until then, I'm going to just I saw this woman today, and I swear to God, I thought she was a porn actress. And because she looked familiar. She looked like a porn actress that I've seen before, like a Vivid girl. I can't remember the name, though. It's like one of those blondies that, I don't know, I can't remember her name. I know a lot of those women, I know a lot of porn actresses' names, believe me. But there's tons more that I know their faces and don't know their names. And I could have sworn I saw one of them today, this blondie. And then I saw her again and got a better look at her, and I don't think it was her. But I got excited for a second, and yeah. I also ran into some juggaloos today. I couldn't believe it. I was walking down the street, and these two kids passed by me. They're dressed in full-on clown makeup, and they're probably like, I don't know, mid to late teens maybe, with their full-on clown makeup on. But there was one chick with them, but she wasn't dressed up. She was just like normal. And I saw them, and right away, and I was like, these guys are juggaloos. I know it. If you don't know what juggaloos are, that's what they call the fans of the Insane Clown Posse. If you really want to, never mind. I'm not going to get into juggaloos, but they dress up like the fucking Insane Clown Posse and whatever. I saw two of them on the street today, and I was like, hey, are you guys ICP fans? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, so you guys are like juggaloos? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, cool. You guys fucking make me want to puke. And I walked away. But they didn't seem very fazed by it. Because those juggaloos are fucking weird, dude. Those guys are just, I mean, it's one thing to be politically incorrect, and it's another thing to just be a fucking asshole. Okay? And I think those juggaloos are all about just being fucking dicks. But I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen kids that are fans of the Insane Clown Posse out on the street in full regalia. That was something to behold, I tell you. All right, so I'm going to bring on, looks like I have Moxie here. I'm going to bring on Moxie, I think. Is this Moxie?
What a do?
Hello. Hey, what's up, Moxie?
Not too much. I'm glad that you took my call when you did. I had one of those stupid audio ads blasting. From the VTR site.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. And it's just, you know, I don't know. It's like maybe if you mouse over them. I'm not sure how it happens, but every once in a while. And then they're so much louder than the actual VTR shows.
Yeah, I hate it. It's horrible. And you know what? Those things go on exact right when your show ends, too. Like, I usually log back into the chat. I open the chat in my my switchboard, and then I like to see what, like, the full page, the full show page with my chat. Because if you open up your chat room, you only see the chat. So I like to, in fact, I should do that now while I'm talking about it. I usually go out of the room and do a little something like that, and then, oh, I see Iconoclast TX decided he's doing a show right now, huh?
Uh-oh.
See where people's allegiances are these days?
He was fun on your show the other night. I know you were having technical problems, but he and
he was great. You two guys
fun.
Were awesome. Yeah, I was having some fucked up shit going on, and you guys just went to town. It was perfect because, it was either that or play music, so. That was good. I appreciate that. Yeah, you guys seem to be getting along pretty well.
I don't usually get along with liberals, but yeah, with Iconoclast, he's a blast. He's really fun.
Yeah, liberals are people too.
They are. Not all of them. Just a few.
Okay. All right. I got some callers here waiting to come on. Let's go to dailyschmuck.com. You're on the air.
Liberals are not real people. They're animals.
Is this your thing now, dailyschmuck.com?
I'm wearing this to see how it feels. Yeah, it's feeling all right.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. It's not too flashy. What do you think?
Dailyschmuck.com. I don't know, dude. I kind of like One Angry Jew.
Well, I could be both, couldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Switch off.
You could be the One Angry Schmuck.
Well, there is a dailyschmuck.com. I just happen to own it. And there's also, I was going to sign up under another one, I think, Legislative Terrorists, but I'm looking for something to give the pirates in Washington to put them in a good light. By the way, the only reason that you like Iconoclast is because he carries a gun.
No, I just think he's funny. Don't you think he's funny, Vince?
Well, most gay people are funny, aren't they?
No, I don't know if I think he's funny. I mean, he's got a good sense of humor, I guess, but he's just a cool guy. I mean, he seems pretty pretty smart and on the ball. And yeah, I mean, he's funny sometimes. He doesn't have me peeing my pants or anything, but he's cool. I have no problem with
but you're creaming your pants like cream corn over, who was it, Debbie Daly? Good God.
No. It wasn't Debbie Daly. It was the fake Debbie Daly who was on my show.
Why, have you seen her naked?
The fake Debbie Daly?
Yes.
No, I just like her voice.
All right. But I told you, it's Nell from that movie with Liam Neeson, and I don't know who the other
one is. I don't care. I don't care. I like it. I like the voice. I'm not going to watch Nell either because it sounds like a boring, stupid movie.
Well, it was a pretty good movie. You can learn a new language. It doesn't take long.
Okay. Fine. I got another caller here. Lots of cunts. You're on the air.
Oh, you hear that, baby? Oh, fuck you. Yeah. Pounding into you.
Oh, my God.
The stage
right
show is different. I think he's looking for the stage right show.
Yeah, he is looking for the stage right show. I think the stage right show is on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead and you got the wrong show. Sorry. Go ahead. Stage right show. They're on right now. If you look in the live chat or the online shows, see it. Okay. It is 20 after, here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I've got another caller here. It looks like we have Ken. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Vince. I'm calling in because somebody seems to think I'm somebody else. Lady Slugga, the other night.
All right, Ken, first off, Ken. All right. First things first, Lady Slug is not in the chat. She's not hearing this. It's not going to do us any good if you try to talk while the Jew's talking. And even if I have a feeling that even if she was here and did hear the two of you guys on the phone together, I have a feeling she still wouldn't believe that you're two different people.
Well, someone needs to fill me in. What's all that about?
It's nothing. It's Lady Slugga. Lady Slugga is, pretty much this whole troll thing has driven Lady Slugga completely insane.
Really?
And
she's close to being there before, but
she's teamed up with the Flawless Crew. She doesn't know what she's doing, and she.
I drove her to the Flawless Crew.
She didn't hear you call in here for a while, and so she starts speculating that you might be disguising your voice on my show as somebody else, and she decided that Ken is that person. And
I can say I'm a troll and a liar.
Hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds.
And apparently, that implicated him pretty.
And when we and what about the Benjamin?
What about Benjamin?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've been working on getting Ken to pronounce things correctly.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Binyamin.
And yeah, and so I mean, I love Lady Slugger. I think she's cool. She's nice. She's sweet. I love her show. I love listening to her music and stuff. She's cool.
She just needs to get laid with something other than a cucumber.
She just comes into my show and just thinks that there's something more going on than there really is, and she just kind of like gets obsessed. And like the other day, she was I don't know what we were talking about, but she called in, and I guess I didn't bring her on fast enough on the air fast enough. She's screaming and yelling in my chat. I haven't unmuted her, and finally I unmute her and say, "Okay, Lady Slugger, what's your live? Sorry, you know, go ahead." And I was like, "What's on your mind?" And she's like, "Nothing." Wait, you went out of your way to flip out in the chat because I wouldn't unmute you, and you have nothing to say? It's just like people have gone insane here. They've gone crazy. Even the people that weren't, you know, it's just nuts.
And it's amazing. It all coincides with the time that I take a little siesta for work.
Yeah, that's you're right.
So it's sort of Jew-induced.
He's not even a Jew.
Yeah, I'm going to miss them. Well, not the radio show.
They'll be back.
Well, where'd they go?
I don't know.
I really don't care.
He's not even a Jew, man.
Look, the whole thing has turned completely over on its head. Here I've got, I duck into Debbie Daly's show yesterday, and I find Lee and Sarge talking with her as if she were a normal human being. That's not good.
Those guys were in her show?
Yeah. They were in her chat room, calling her show, talking to her as if she were normal.
Okay. Good.
She's not normal.
She's intuitive.
She's not intuitive either.
Hey, don't be... She's a caller here. Don't be talking bad about her.
All right, hold on a second. Let me give what I normally... Well, I don't know what I normally say is the schmuck. I am the schmuckmeister, by the way. But she is a hack and has no radio talent. Treats that microphone as if it was some party. Has no reverence for the real grandeur of talk radio. Talk radio is an art. It's something to be cherished. It's a gift. And she doesn't have the gift. I, on the other hand, have the gift. But she doesn't have the gift. And that's all I'm going to say about that for now.
Thank you for being all you're going to say.
All right. Very well, then. If anybody else wants to join us, the number, 347 826-7667. Hey, Jew, have you called into Benjamin's show lately?
I have not. I've been getting work done, which means I've been billing, which is good, because I needed money. Money is always a good thing.
Hey, Vince, this is
your own currency.
Well, yeah, none of those currencies are really that good.
What's that all about?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
This isn't working. I got PMS, and I'm getting ready to start bleeding from my women parts, and this ain't working as therapy.
What therapy?
I don't know. I'm in a shitty mood for some reason.
Everybody's in a shitty mood but me. Why is that? Maybe because I've been billing. I don't know.
Ken, I think that Debbie Daly with her intuitive advice might be a better option.
But Debbie,
you know what?
She exploded.
We actually have her on the line now. Let me go ahead and put Debbie on. Debbie, are you there?
Oh, good.
Thanks, sorry, is that you?
Debbie?
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm here, Debbie.
Thanks.
Debbie, you're breaking up there. I can't hear what you're saying. Do you want to try that again?
Vince in the Bay.
Debbie.
Vince.
Yeah.
She's boring.
What?
You let me ask you a computer question. You have turned your computer completely off, right? Not just rebooted it.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Are you referring to my USB problem?
Yes.
Yeah, I've tried everything, dude. This doesn't work.
So you shut the power down, not just rebooted.
I did everything, dude. I unplugged the power, took the battery out, put the battery back in, plugged it back in, turned it all back on. I did everything, dude.
And this is on a Mac or PC?
Mac.
Hmm.
Wait for Calpo to fix it.
Wow.
No, I need a new computer. I need a new computer. This computer is like seriously about to die. I've had it for 5 years. I thrashed the shit out of it, and it's a miracle it even turns on.
Well, are you sure that any of the USB is working?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask if you put other USB things.
The USBs work. Like I have, I plug in a mouse and it works. But I plug in the headset. Usually it just recognizes the headset on its own automatically. And sometimes it only likes certain USB ports. And now it doesn't even like those ports. It just
But that's a PC kind of behavior. Have you tried just plugging in the headset by itself?
The headset by itself? You mean with nothing else plugged into it?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe the headset's broken. You tried it in another computer?
No, I didn't, actually. That's, I don't know why I didn't.
There you go. The schmuck comes up with something good. I'm kind of liking schmuck.
Because
I like the way
it
rolls off the tongue.
I don't, but, okay. 347-826-766.
Because you're all in love with the Jew. Come on.
You guys call in if you have a question for the Jew or me or Ken or Moxie, or maybe you just have something else in your mind that you want to get off your chest tonight. 347-826-7667. I have a caller now on the area code 200. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Vince. Hey, Moxie. Hey, Jew. It's Eric.
Eric.
Hey, Eric.
How's Trix?
Huh?
How's things going?
Well, other than the fact that my computer's a piece of shit and I need to get a new one, things are great.
Yeah, I heard the tail end of that, and it kind of coincides with what we talked about last night, how you kind of drive stuff into the ground.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, as soon as you said 5 years old, I was like,
no exception.
I'm like, it's iPhone.
Yeah. It's all good. I've been.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're getting your money's worth out of it. You're getting your usage out of it, and that's, you know, that's an important thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just never buy the extended warranty.
Oh, I gotta disagree with that.
Well, reject or ignore it patently, but from previous experience that I've had, got ganked over a couple times.
You mean on a Mac?
No, I'm talking about on extended warranties.
Oh, well.
That was a key part of that sentence I said.
Well, that's what AppleCare is. It's an extended warranty.
I know. AppleCare does it. Dell does it. Alienware does it. But Alienware doesn't honor theirs. Well, it's kind of like the whole powertrain warranty on certain vehicles. Certain stuff is covered and certain stuff isn't.
Right. If you drive it backwards, you can't claim it.
Right.
Although, you should drive it backwards through a drive-thru. Try that at least once. Burger King, something like that. Try not to make it with something with a big turn. But, yeah, anything like that.
Just to mess with them?
Why not?
That's kind of like taking all sorts of weird items into the checkout line at like Kmart or Walmart or Target or something, right?
Well, if you do it at Walmart now, that you might be reported.
I've driven backwards through the drive-thru.
You have not.
Yeah, I did because I was actually traveling. I was on a road trip and I missed the entrance where you're supposed to drive through.
Oh.
So I was at the other end of it, and this was, you know, in the middle of the night, and so I just backed backed myself in.
It was one of those whoopsie-daisy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was too lazy to go back out on the street and enter properly.
Because it was one of those.
Yeah.
But it was one of those one exit only type deals, right? For the drive-through thingy.
Yeah, it wasn't really that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm. Except for that little dog she ran over in the process.
And I ate him. He was delicious.
The best thing about Chinese takeout at a drive-thru window.
Mm-hmm.
All right. On that note, I want to remind people the phone lines are open. 347-826-7667. Vincent the Bay. I have a feeling that piece of shit Nature Boy is going to be showing up here in a second. So, folks, if you want to take a break while I take a break here and brace yourselves, that's going to be happening soon. Stick around. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Spending fair time down in San Pablo, I was too weak to the woman for the living up the streets, no one needs to leave. Residing in a cardboard box. Lazy little kid, daddy has small talk. Searching for aluminum can. Holds on tight to his dignity.
In the Bay, back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. Having a little switchboard difficulties here. Let me give them. Please stand by. Anyways, I'm going to bring everybody up in a second. Hang tight. My switchboard is acting up as per usual, but for those of you who are joining me, it is Vince in the Bay here with Moxie, one angry Jew who has returned from the dead, and I think Ken's still with us, and a few other folks. Let me, I'm going to bring them up in a second. I'm just waiting for my switchboard to cooperate. See if we got it here yet. Here we go. Go ahead and bring on. All right, before we get going here, let me go ahead and bring in. Oh, geez. Take care of this now while we can, shall we? Bingo. Nature Boy, are you there? All right, sorry.
That's right. Can you hear me loud and clear, Vince of the Bay?
Yeah, I got you now, Nature Boy. What's up?
Yeah, the Nature Boy, the greatest on the face of this planet, is here tonight. I'm crashing the show. And as always, the king is here with us as well, ladies and gentlemen. Our king, I, as his number one disciple, present to you now, the one, the only, our king. Bow down, get on your hands and knees right now, and show respect to the greatest man on Blog Talk Radio. I give you our king, the one angry Jew. Jew.
That was a horrible introduction.
Jewel, where is he?
He's there. I don't know. I muted him.
Where is he? Have you taken my king?
Yeah.
What have
hey,
you done
dude.
With him?
I think you scared him away, bro.
Where is he at? Where is he at?
I,
He's hiding from you, dude. You scare. You creep him out.
I creep him out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Do I creep you out?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you creep me out, too, Mr. May. You are the creepiest son of a bitch that I have ever met in my entire life. You're the only guy who talks like he's got a frog stuck down his throat. Yeah. You are the only guy I know with a 1965 radio ripoff show. And you're scared of me, huh?
You Where did might you find well this guy?
Yeah, there he is.
They find me, bro.
The king, the one angry Jew, there he is.
No, but really, what is the dynamic that happens when I disappear for a couple of days? All of a sudden, everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Yeah, you are the king. Speak on, king. Everyone shut up. The king is speaking.
I thought you just said you were better than me.
What?
And I have my microphone tonight, and I know I sound marvelous.
Yes, you sound great, king. You sound great.
King.
Everybody agree?
I hadn't thought of the king.
Yes. He sounds great. Clap your hands for the king, everyone. Clap. Thank you. All right, continue, king.
Give you some good advice. Never buy mustard that isn't yellow. I got this mustard that's horseradish mustard, and it looks like something that my parrot crapped out. It's not appealing.
Your parent? Which one? Your mother or your father?
My parrot. You ever seen a sick parrot? You don't want to see it. It's not nice.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, 347-826-7667 is the number. You want to dial in and quiz the Jew. Now, you know, I like having you on here, Jew. And the part about having you on here that I like is that you bring a different dynamic intellectually to the conversation. And I liked your idea that you said the other day, maybe it was yesterday, that you just want to pop in and out, do topical things, and not try to, like, drag things down like you did before. And so I'm looking forward to that happening. I would love if maybe the Jew came to my program with a topic or something already pre-selected. I understand that he's very, very, that you are very disappointed with the direction that this program has been taking. And I challenge you to offer something other than just reminding us how amazing you are. And I'll let you think that over, Jew. I got you on hold for a second. Mill over things. And, whatever. Come up with a topic, and we'll debate it here. That's what I think I enjoy the most about the Jew, is getting a good heated discussion on a topic, usually him taking a stance that is in direct opposition to consensus opinion on here on BTR. Makes for good radio. So, or maybe you folks in the chat want to come up with a topic that we can throw at the Jew. And there's one topic that's totally off limits, though, and that is you cannot select the topic of the Jew himself. We will not accept a topic which is Jew. That can't be a topic. Anything else, though? All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. It looks like we got a lot of hands up. And it looks like we have a new caller here I'm going to bring on. Go to the area code 251. You're on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Jim Bob Vince.
Oh, Jim Bob, what's going on?
What's going on? I heard a resurrection happened.
On the third day, the Jew has been resurrected here on BTR. At least on my program. He called in last night. You missed his you weren't here last night, were you?
For a little bit, I fell asleep.
Oh, you probably missed him. Did you hear the Jew last night?
I heard all kinds. I heard all kinds this morning. I even heard your all kinds on your morning deal. That's pretty good. All right, I want to ask the topic here for the Jew. Let's get back into the Go Fringe flag.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The fringe around the flag, the gold.
Right. All right, let me bring him back on here. Hang on.
Okay.
Jew, did you hear what Billy Bob said?
I did, yes.
And what are your feelings on the fringe, the gold fringe around the flag?
Well, I need a little bit more direction here.
Okay, what exactly does it mean?
Well, I believe
hold on, Chief, because you were stopped short. I mean, I know. I pretty much know. I'll go ahead and let you.
But what do you think it means? What do you think it means?
I think it's something to do with admiralty, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, let me put it this way. If you look up in the United States Code what the United States flag is supposed to be, it does not have a gold fringe upon it. However, in Title IV, there's a footnote, and it says that placing the gold fringe on the flag is up to the president as commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy. And that's from a 1928 discussion, or Attorney General's opinion. I think it's 1928, as to what that means. And if you listen to what that means that putting the gold fringe on the flag turns it into a military flag. And also a military flag is square. The flag of the United States, what's called the flag of peace, should be not square but rectangular, and it has specific dimensions. Everything on it has specific dimensions. But you will never see that gold fringe flag flying in front of the President of the United States when he is not on United States soil. So if you look at Obama or Bush or anybody when they're overseas and they're holding meetings or giving a speech, whatever it is, the flag that's flying behind them will always be with no fringe. And yet when they're in America, when they're in the White House, that flag is always fringed. And that's not an inside-outside thing, some people have said. That is, I believe, because placing the fringe on the flag makes it something other than the United States. Therefore, whatever the president does under the law of the flag, if it had a fringe on it, would be null and void. That make sense to you?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask one more time. You got flyover territory in there? Where'd you tonight? Erica?
No, he's not on right now.
He's not on? Okay, I was going to ask him. I'm glad he was a military man. I was going to see if he knew about this too, or if he knew what we were talking about.
If you think about it, the flag is...
Hang on, he's on. Let me unmute him. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, flyover, you're on.
Yeah. What was your question, Billy Bob?
You didn't hear what we just discussed?
No, I heard what you discussed. You had something you wanted to ask me about that.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, what did you just say? Did you believe that too?
Well, first of all, the flag that is flown from a military installation's main flagpole never, ever, ever has fringe on it.
Right.
Ever. Doesn't matter if it's Army, Navy, Air Force,
exactly.
Marines. Now, in the commander's office of the installation, it can either be fringed or non-fringed, because I've seen both.
Have you seen some consistency in that and what's...
Well, okay. Do you want me to use some specific examples?
Yes.
Okay. I've been in the commander's office of Fort Campbell. The Army flag and the United States flag that were on either side of his desk did not have fringe on either of those flags. However, I have been to the commander's office of Norfolk Operations Base in Norfolk, Virginia. Both the Navy flag on one side of the Admiral's desk and the American flag that was on the other side of the Admiral's desk both had fringe.
Did you ever ask anybody about it?
No, because it wasn't an issue.
Well,
because I've been in courtrooms before, both federal right. and in circuit courts, some have fringe, some don't. Some state flags have fringe, some state flags don't. I personally think it's just an accoutrement.
Well, you heard that Attorney General, you can look that up right in Title IV. You heard that Attorney General decision. And I have that written somewhere. I could probably find it and read it, but the...
I have the U.S. Code. I can look it up later on.
Yeah, it's right in Title IV. If you look, if
okay,
you look
okay.
up...
Because I've got all the titles through Title 21 in the reference books that were left to me.
And if you have the actual books, then you probably have an actual picture. A depiction of what the flag
probably,
is supposed to look like.
It probably would be in like the back portion where all the footnotes and all the other stuff is. Personally, I've always considered it a dead issue. You know, you've had people for the last 15 years, ever since McVeigh, going on and on and on about fringe flag, non-fringe flag, and I remember there was a debate for the longest time, for like 3 years straight on Usenet, from like 99 to 2002, and personally, I auto-deleted it from my mind.
Well,
but you do agree there is a meaning for it, though, right?
No,
well, I think there's a meaning for everything out there.
No, I don't think it's some sort of hidden code or any Illuminati BS or whatever stuff like that.
I never said that. I didn't say anything Illuminati, did I?
No.
Look, can we agree
you said it was Illuminati?
No, I did not.
No, I didn't say that. He didn't either.
Can we agree on something here?
I'm just pointing that out, that you'll have all these people that want to throw every kind of conspiracy theory into like a big, huge Mulligan stew.
Well,
and I'll bet
if you
walked into their closet, you could see all of the colored pins with all the various colored yarns linking item to item to item.
Well, let me ask you this question. If you look up in Title IV what the flag of the United States is supposed to look like, why is it that the majority of the courtrooms in this country don't fly a flag that looks like what's in Title IV?
Why does it matter?
No, you're not answering my question.
No, it's my question to you. Why does it matter?
Everything matters. But when they arrange something for the President of the United States to speak, there's a protocol. In the Army and the Navy, there's a protocol. It's a protocol in just about everything, especially in government, and especially in the armed forces. There's a protocol for everything. Now, if the flag is defined in the United States Code as being without the gold fringe and having a certain length, then explain to me why so many of the flags in so many courtrooms and so many office buildings and so many government buildings and government affairs, whatever, are gold fringed and not the same size. Why don't they fly what is in Title IV? That's a valid question.
You mean flying them outside or flying them inside? I can tell you why they wouldn't want to fly them outside.
Tell me why.
Because fringe creates extra air resistance.
Well, that's one I've never heard before. That's one I've never heard before. I never heard that before.
You've never heard that one ever?
No, I've heard that though.
You, with a flight background, have never ever thought about that factor and how it will tear the flag if there's extra fringe on it?
So you're telling me that's why it's never outside, always inside?
Yeah.
Okay, but that begs the question still. why does the United States Code define the flag very clearly as not having a fringe? And so why, where does the fringe come from? You can't just put something
personally,
on the flag.
To be honest, I think it's just an accoutrement, to be honest.
There's no such thing as an accoutrement.
It's
not called for.
Left over from
it's
Euro,
not called for. It's not called for. Well, for one thing, it didn't start showing up in courtrooms.
Let's take that and table that for a second. Then
yeah.
Tell me why there's some state flags that have fringe, yet the same state flag will not have fringe. That's the reason why I'm saying I think it's just an accoutrement, to be bluntly honest. I've been to courts in the state of Kentucky that show the Commonwealth flag. Some have fringe, and some don't. I've been to state offices. Some have the fringe. Some don't on the state flag. What? Do you see the direction I'm kind of pointing this in? And I know this is
enough of the theater talk.
You know, after all, it's not like we're being interrupted by any outside influences or anything like that, because we know what a great institution
Hello?
Radio is.
My name's Larry O'Connor. Enough of the theater talk.
I agree, Larry. Oh, I'm sorry, kids. I turn away for a second and I turn around and the Jew's talking about fringe. The fuck kind of gay shit is that? You guys just talked for 20 minutes about fringe, and that was not a euphemism for something that I just got while you guys were talking about that. Oh. I'm sorry. I got people waiting here. I got to take a call here. Go ahead, lots of cunts.
For that hot mouth of yours, just lick me up and down.
Oh my God!
Fling down your dress. Oh, your bare shoulders.
You know the theater folk. They must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight. Enough of the theater talk.
I agree, Larry. Let's keep the ball rolling here, shall we, kids? I appreciate everybody in the chat. We're going to enter our second hour now. We've actually already penetrated our second hour. It's now 11 after 3 minutes after 11 here. Coming up in 5 minutes, it'll be traffic on the 8s. And we'll get a news update from Moxie. Also, your calls at 347-826-7667. A quick little chat room shout-out to DailySchmuck.com. I wonder who DailySchmuck.com could be now. Also, Flyover Territory. Ken Moore. Lucas Moxie, Puppy Lover 2, Shike, Space Poet, Tracy Gamora, and Terry Richardstan. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to be back here in a second. Stick around. There's more foolery to come. That's with the UM. And here's looking at you, kids. I'll be right back.
Never lie, and if you're evil, I'll forgive you, bye-bye, girl.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Insider extreme people, we get really nutty over there. Wild. I'll tell you what else is wild. Hey, Moxie.
Hey, what?
Have you checked your fringe lately?
My what?
Your fringe.
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I, but I just listened to it for like 20 hours. It felt like 3 years.
Fringe?
Fringe.
I don't know. Okay. I'm lost.
Do you want to help us out here? 347-826-7667. I'm going to bring back lots of cunts. Go ahead, lots of cunts. Do your thing.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I help you with anything?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm just resting for a few minutes.
Oh, okay. There's no car trouble or anything?
No, not at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to put your feet in. You can leave them out.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, oh, yeah. In fact, you have really beautiful.
Oh, my God.
All right, Ken's back with us.
What's up, Vince? Traffic report for those heading down to Tijuana to catch the late night donkey show. I-5 is backed up to the 805.
Sweet. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. That's your traffic on the 8s with Ken. And now over to Bobby... Bobby Jimmy? Wait, I forgot his name. What is his name?
Jim Bob. Jim Bob.
What is it?
Jim Bob. He called in when on the Humor Institute, remember?
Hey, Johnny Ian.
English translation, please.
It's Neil Ian. I want to give me a reading.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You there?
Yeah, I can't hear what you're saying. What was that?
I want Neil to give me a reading, intuitive.
Oh, you want Debbie. Let me get Debbie on. Debbie, are you there?
Hi, Vince.
Hey, Debbie. Oh, hey, real quick, we need an intuitive reading for Jim Bob.
All right, I'm feeling Jim Bob is in a weird place.
Right, can we take the situation first?
Bro, isn't that right? He seemed like, I'm just getting this feeling.
Yeah,
I think
I'm getting a feeling too, Debbie.
He needs to reset, Vince in the Bay. That's all I'm going to say. He needs to hit reset on his life.
Reset, okay. Which button is that?
I can't tell you that, sweetheart.
Okay. Just tell me where it's at.
Why is he whispering? I can't hear him.
It's Jim Bomb, are you?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. I think so.
I'm here.
What's that?
I said, I'm here. Just listening to the reading.
Well, it just sounded like, I don't know. Is Debbie still there, or did you mute her?
I don't know. I'm confused. Debbie, was that the end of the reading?
Well, Vince, that's about all I have to say. I mean, Jim Bob, he has to do the work himself.
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Totally. Absolutely. Well, all right. Thanks, Jim Bob. Did that answer your question?
No, but it'll work. RDS.
Oh, okay. Anything else on your mind?
No, what's going on tonight?
Oh, nothing much. Just doing the radio college.
Well,
show.
I'm glad y'all cleared all that up. I was just wondering about that stuff, you know, about the whatchamacallit. Ain't no big deal. Glad I cleared it up.
Yeah, we have lots of cunts here with us. Lots of cunts. When you want to say something to Jim Bob? Billy Bob, I mean.
I'm so hard now, baby. I've been hard all day waiting for this moment.
That's kind of hot.
There you go. Yeah, I'm actually getting moist now myself.
Yeah.
If anybody else wants to join us here, there's plenty of time to join in the fun. The call-in number is 347-826-7667. It's Vincent in the Bay with you. Yeah, we're just hanging out with Billy Bob and Ken Morris here, as well as Eric from Flyover Territory. So
Eric has big news. Big news from Eric.
What's the big news? What's the big news?
Oh, earlier, somebody made the semi-awful attempt to troll Larry's show.
Larry who? Oh, Larry. Oh, you mean Larry. Larry.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And who might that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, somebody. Dake just mentioned it in passing, but this person made that fumbling attempt, and while they were being screened, they decided to rip loose with the show tune, and Dake shut them down.
L.O.C.
Oh,
L.O.C.
Wow.
Tried.
Wow.
Kind of like what they did to me
crazy.
Last night with...
the bastards, they're everywhere. They're even bothering the real L.O.C.
And
yeah,
he paid
the
them.
LO.
He paid them.
I guess he would be the L.O., right? He's not the L.O.C., he's just the L.O.
Right.
He's low.
Unless, of course, it was a backlash.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I had nothing to do with it. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you trying to implicate me?
I'm not.
Because I don't
I
do that kind of shit. I haven't listened to Larry's show tonight. I think I listened to it maybe last night or the night before. I don't know. He had Thaddeus McCottle. Is that his name?
Yeah, that
Cotter,
was McCottle,
Cotter,
or
whatever.
Yeah. O'Shaughnessy.
Dude. Yeah. That dude. Thad. Who I love, and that was a cool interview.
Yeah, the last I really caught was four nights ago when I can't remember the gal's name, but she was from one of the major Tea Party, I think down in Texas.
Uh huh.
And I guess that was probably maybe Wednesday's show. The last one I caught live, and then, of course, popped in tonight, and was like, woo. No, that was Thursday night show that he had, the lady from Texas Tea Party.
Huh. Interesting. 347-826-7667, the number. I'm going to check the switchboard here. There is, oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go live on the air with me, you have to press 1. Raise your hand. So keep that in mind. Anywho, let's take a look at our chat room, shall we? Let's do a little roll call, if you will. Flyover Territory. Kenmore, Lucas, Moxie. Impressive Words. Puppy Lover 2. She K, Space Poet. Tracy Moore and Terry Richardson. A good evening to all of you, and thank you so much for joining me here. If you want to add to the conversation, plenty of time. We got about 45 minutes to go here. And if you missed out on the first hour, we had the Jew on again in the first hour. And he had me bored to tears. Talking about Finch. All right, who's fucking typing on their computer right now?
Whoops.
Who's that?
Give me a second.
Who? I'm sorry. Who was that was typing? It's no big deal.
Not me.
It was me.
Google is your friend.
Yeah, that's fine. I understand. No worries. You gotta do some research while you're on the air. I understand that. Just try to keep it down. Sim it down now.
Sim it down. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Can you get Connie back in the room from this morning with your
coffee
show?
Connie will never be back on this program ever again. She was a bitch. She's a cunt.
Oh, come on. She wasn't that bad.
She was horrible.
She's horrible.
I hated that caller. Why did you leave her on the air so long?
Because I was on at 3 in the morning. There was nobody else that was calling in. I had no choice.
She did bring up that one thing, and I was going to bring it up as a topic for the Jew. Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, because she was talking about the Chemtrail Awareness Day.
Oh, yeah. He totally knows about that already, I'm sure.
Okay, all right, just because it was important. I think that's the only thing of value she said.
Thank you, very nice.
Yeah. Reconnecting to server? Are you fucking kidding me? What the hell is that all about? Is this the LOC up to their tomfoolery again?
Connie's not coming back, huh?
No, Connie's gone. She will never be a guest on the show. I mean, I can't help it if she calls in randomly, but
she might call in.
She could, but I'm not going to invite her back on the show ever. She pissed me off. If you listen to that episode, you heard it.
Yeah. She was educated.
Jersey Shore, this is what I get for trying to pop into the chat room while my show's on. I get things way out of context. So people are talking about Jersey Shore in my chat room. You know what?
The musical. The musical.
This is a family show. There's a musical?
Well,
they're making
a musical out of
Jersey Shore. Are you serious? I guess I believe it. They'll make a musical out of anything. They'll make a movie out of music. What was that?
It's like a dinner bell.
Yeah.
Jim Bob.
No, I'm hungry.
It was me.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay with you. I'm here with Moxie, Eric from Flyover Territory, Ken Moore, and also Billy Bob. And what is it?
Jimmy Bob. It's comic latest, don't worry.
It's Jimmy Bob. I'm sorry. Jimmy Bob. Like Jimmy Dean, but Jimmy Bob. We got lots of cunts here. We also have another caller on the 936 that's hanging out. 936, if you want to join the conversation, just press 1.
That's Nature Boy.
Is that Nature Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nature Boy, are you... You lurking in the background there, Nature Boy. I think 936 is the G-chat call-in, isn't it?
I have no idea. How can you tell?
Because I've seen it. I've seen other callers with 936.
It's always Nature Boy.
Well, yeah, he's the only person that uses that number normally, but I've seen other 936s, though.
I think 936 is Texas.
Is Nature Boy still wrestling?
I have no idea. He won't let me ask him anything, really. He just cries. I don't know what he says half the time when he's on here. He's just...
Actually, Moxie, you're correct, and it kind of explains... Nature Boy's problem. It's Huntsville,
yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, I just found that.
Mm-hmm. On the case. That's right. Ken Moore. Nothing gets by.
We know what's in Huntsville.
Have we triangulated already? Can we get a unit in the vicinity to check out?
It's either Huntsville or Nacogdoches.
God.
How far is Huntsville from Dallas?
All right. What is that crap that you're playing right there? Who is? I'm sorry, folks. Jimmy Bob.
How far is Huntsville from Dallas?
That's where Debbie is, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, she's on the north side. She's up. She's nestled in between Dallas and Plano.
Oh, okay. I know that area well. That's why I work in Plano.
Huntsville's where Death Row's at, so that kind of explains Nature Boy.
Do they give him cell phone minutes, you know, if you're on Death Row?
Well, I'm thinking he smuggled it in, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In his bay?
Or he could be over at Nacogdoches Community College for all we know.
All right, what do you got to say, lots of cunts? Lots of cunts. Hands up.
Now it's your turn.
Yeah, is that like a bullshit?
That's right off right away.
I'm trying to place the voice. Do you guys recognize that voice at all?
No.
Moxie, did you record our phone conversation last night?
Accidentally, I might have. I'm sorry.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
My heart.
Thanks, Larry.
What'd he say? All right, whatever. My apologies to Eric from Flyover Territory. Earlier, you got loped, bro.
Yeah, I know. It's not the first
walk
time.
Walk right
in
into
the
trap. You walked right.
Yeah, it's
into
not
the
loped. First time in the last 36 hours now, huh?
Yeah. Better watch your step, bro. They're everywhere. They're looking for you.
Loped. What's that mean?
Yeah.
You watch him, Bob?
I said, what does loped mean? L-O-C'd?
Yep.
Larry
L-O-C.
O'Connor crew.
So tell me who is the Larry O'Connor deal? Ain't that something y'all invented, Vince?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
That's Larry.
Okay.
He's got a show
or something?
BTR. Yeah, he's got a show on BTR. It's called The Stage Right Show. Check it out. He's a right-wing gay man who does not put his penis in men.
I don't understand that. He's right-wing.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't. It's a weird phenomenon, but he's got a show here on BTR. Check it out.
A non-practicing gay man.
Yeah, basically. Thank you, Moxie. There you go.
No problem. Anytime.
I believe he's semi-reformed.
If he was Catholic, he'd be a priest.
He is Catholic.
Yeah.
Well, he is a priest.
Maybe he's wrong.
So what's happening on? Since we got Larry here, Larry, what's going on in your show right now? What are we missing over there?
not a whole lot going on.
Okay. Fair enough. Kind of like here. All right, one more time. Lots of cunts. What do you got?
Hello.
Nikki's twin sister, Frankie Four Eyes.
Great Eyes. I am so influenced to be on the show. I like music and I love to dance. I can solve a Rubik's Cube in 17.3 seconds. And I enjoy GTO. Gardening, tea, and learning.
Thank you. Very nice.
Yeah,
wow,
thanks a lot.
Percent. That sounded like a retread from the old Lily Tomlin show from the 80s.
Yeah, that was dumb. I'm sorry, folks. All right, 347-826-7667. Give me a call. I'll be right back.
Macaroni and cheese. Cheesy noodles topped with golden brown breadcrumbs. You know you love it.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, kids, we're back. Vince in the Bay here with you. Another half hour of disorderly conduct to come here as we journey onward into the late evening here on the West Coast. I know it's already Tuesday where most of you are, but out here on the Best Coast, it's 11:30 p.m., and we're going to check in with Ken in a minute with your traffic on the 8s. But before we do that, let's get a word from Lots of Cons. That's your cue.
Slide that hand up and down it. Oh, yeah. Oh. I want to fuck you so bad. But not just yet.
Oh, why not? Don't tease me.
Finger that pussy.
I think he's talking about me.
Yeah. Oh, can I watch though?
You are.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Oh, so fucking wet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's enough of that for now. Sorry, folks, I came real quick on that one. So.
He has incredible staying power. He's been doing this for what, an hour and a half now, at least.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. I know.
What a talent. I don't know why they're wasting their time. My namby-pamby little late-night BTR show. They should be on big time right now.
Well, I think the Stage Right show is over.
Oh, really? Are we getting that crew over here now?
I think so. I think LOC is in the house,
crap.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Idiots. If they have anything better to do.
They get paid.
Mm-hmm. This is their
job.
Yeah, that's right. This is their job. I know.
Yeah.
God damn it. Why can't they find another occupation? This kind of sucks.
Did I tell you my computer got hacked again?
Seriously?
Yeah, and the iTunes, once again. Just instead
oh,
of all my normal music,
yeah.
Everything, show tunes, all of it.
So you had already loaded back your old music onto it or bought new music, and now it's all you?
I had a backup. Yeah, I had a backup, reloaded, and then it was just last night. And then I woke up this morning, and I went to listen to some good stuff, and it was all show tunes.
Wow.
I know.
All right, I got another caller here. Let's go to the area code 513. You're on the air. Please identify yourself.
What's up, Vince? It's Chester. What up, dude?
Oh, my goodness. Out
yeah.
of nowhere, Chester the molester of the famed Chester's Funhouse. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, everything, man. Just everything, man. I said, I'm sorry, who the fuck is up on BTR? And lo and behold, it's Vince.
That's right.
You know, dissing people as they come in the door. Yay. Yay. And who's the sexy voice on the phone?
Me.
Yeah, right. I knew you was going to say some shit like that.
you must be referring to... Probably Moxie. Moxie is my esteemed co-host most nights here on my show that I've been doing for a couple
Moxie?
Months now. Moxie, yeah.
Moxie.
Maybe he's talking about Debbie.
Oh, that's Moxie right there. Is that who you're talking about, or are you talking about Debbie?
Come on, Moxie.
You talking about Debbie? Because Moxie's not that sexy sounding, but Debbie is fucking smoking hot.
Look, man, whoever's just talking.
Well, then you set the bar pretty low, my friend. I don't know. I thought you used to roll stronger than that. But I guess, you know, it's hard times, drastic times, call for drastic measures. It is a tough economy. So what's going on with you, man? Where's the Chester's Funhouse? When can I... jump aboard the Funhouse again.
Oh, man, it's coming up soon, man. I'm just trying to, I use BTR as my winter fun. It's the winter fun when you're in those snowed-in states. So, but no, man, that's how much of a BTR hangover I was getting. I had to take a break from this crap.
Dude, I did too. I took a whole year off, bro. I stopped a whole year. And I came back. And this shit is fucking popping like crazy now. And there's like some really weird shit going on that I don't remember going on when I was doing this originally. Like there's some really hardcore trolls now. Like there used to be like some random racist, you know, trolls that called in and stuff. Like that always happens. But there's like there's like whole like online crews now that roll through BTR. And I don't remember any of this shit happening before, dude. It's just nuts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it is. So BTR is becoming pimps. I see they're trying to charge everyone everywhere. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, okay. All right. I said, okay. Well, you know, that's cool. What about the pervs? You know, people still perving out on this motherfucker? Are they still perving out?
You know, I'm still trying to be as perverted as I can. And I'm probably... I would say I'm about as perverted as I was before on here. But if you're looking for, say, the Bobblehead Productions, not happening anymore. Those days are gone.
Yeah, those were the days. Yeah, those were the days.
Oh, those were the days. And I actually... Chester, do you want to relive those days here for a second?
Sure.
You have your pants off yet?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay. Well, you might want to get some lube, get situated, because, yeah, grab some lotion, find a nice little spot, secluded area, and let me see if I can find this. I have so much bullshit on my goddamn switchboard. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
No, no, you know what? I don't think I want to relieve them days.
No, you don't want to hear, you don't want to relive that? Okay, that's fine.
No, I don't want to relive it.
If at some point you decide you do want to, I have some linkage I could send your way. Some, because I don't think they're, I think they got booted off BTR, so there's no archives or anything. But I downloaded like a bunch of shows and just for archive purposes, just to, you know, it's just for historical purposes, really.
Oh, yeah. That is some history there. You're right. You're right about that, buddy. That is definitely some freaking history there.
Those are some heady days. So what's going on, man? You got any new music to promote?
Dude, actually my thing is I am working on the, basically I have I got new music. I always got new music. I got so a lot of new music, but my big adventure is, Chester's Big Adventure, sounds like a movie, my MC competition. I came up with the American Idol for hip hop, for rapping. I'm starting that, as of, you know what I'm saying, now and whatnot. The website promoting, it's called RTE Ultimate MC. So I'm gonna be traveling across the country, putting, because you know there's no, everybody's running around says they're the hottest rapper, they're the best rapper, whoop de whoops, and there's no credentials people have to stand by that shit on. You know, nobody, you know, there's no way you can tell, you know. And that's my partner here said. He said, your grandma told you he was the hottest, so okay, you're the best. So, so I came up with a competition that I'm running, an elimination competition that I'll go from city to city and send crews to city, and we'll just go through the hundreds of rappers and, you know, and whittle them out down to one, you know.
Right.
So, it's going to be the shit, though. I'll be there. You still in San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm still in the Bay right now. I'm still Vince in the Bay. I'm pretty much set in Cali for a little while here, I think. But yeah, man, where are you now? Are you still in Virginia?
No, I'm back in Ohio, northern Kentucky area. I'm back here. Oh, no. No. That was an interesting adventure, and yet in itself. that was an interesting little adventure yet in itself, buddy.
Yeah, I know. That was so, first of all, I'm sure you haven't heard this, but I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that it didn't work out.
I know.
It was like a flash in the pan thing, but it was.
It was technically
a BTR romance. You don't see very many true BTR romances. You and also the PGs were also the beat. They were sort of like. The royal cup, king and queen of BTR. You know what I mean? Like, just sort of.
Right.
They got married on BTR, I think.
Yeah, they got married, around BTR. It was like, yeah, we're getting married. What? Really?
Yeah, they announced it on BTR. They, did a show to announce their wedding. They're crazy, man. They don't even mess with BTR anymore, I don't think. I think they just do Ustream or something like that. No.
I still get things. No, I still get posts from about Sidebar and whatnot, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think those are automatic, though. I think it's just automatic. I haven't seen her do a show in, like, forever.
Mm-hmm. So who's the king and queen now? Who's got the hot shows now?
Who's got the hot shows now? Jeez, I don't know. Moxie, who do you think? Debbie Daly? And, oh, man, you
definitely
just missed a
Debbie.
Really... You missed
Crazy
a really
Rambo.
You missed a really weird phase of VTR where we... Actually, on this show, we just had him back on here. This guy, the one angry Jew, who was a regular of mine for, like, maybe the last month and a half. And he's just this troublemaker that comes on here and just I don't know, just causes friction. But it makes for great radio. But there's just been all this trolling going on where people going back and forth from show to show, talking smack, and this dude, like, would do shows about other hosts, like, title them. Like, there's this chick, Debbie Daly, who does an intuitive advice show here on late night. And the Jew, like, I don't know, followed me over to her show one night when I was listening. And she's got a really sexy voice, and I called into her show, and I kind of became friends with her. And then the Jew, like, started trying to be friends with her, but he just rubbed her the wrong way, like he rubs everybody else the wrong way. And he's just, like, and he finally got banned off of BTR. He must have set the record for fastest to be banned. He had a paid account, too. He was paying for this, and they terminated his account.
What the hell was he rubbing people the wrong way? What was he saying? Was he coming on to them or shit like that?
Well, he's very, I don't know, man. I don't even know if I can explain him in a quick soundbite, but he's a really intelligent guy who's very egotistical, I guess. He just doesn't care. He's just self-centered. He's basically playing a character, the self-centered, egotistical, condescending guy who just tries to play devil's advocate to everybody, and is kind of just really mean and sort of rude, but not in an over the top kind of way. Just in sort of like a very dry, undramatic way, and he just rubbed everybody the wrong way. I like him though. He's fun. He's smart. You know, when he's not trying to talk about himself, you know, if he's talking about a topic, he's fun to debate with and stuff. But he just kind of blew up out of proportion. And there's all these other people. There's the Skype assholes. There's this white website called the SkypeAssholes.com, and it's just these, like, retired military veterans who sit around and basically and chat on a party line. But it's just like it's all Skype. They all Skype call and conference call in together, and they decided to do their own show, and they were trolling other people's shows and causing havoc, and there's all these other crews and stuff, and some of them are harmless, and some of them are a little bit more hardcore, but for the most part, it's just a bunch of people that have no
bunch
life.
Bunch of bored ass fuck.
Yeah, and like me. And spend their time on here. It's a great. It's actually, it's built for sociopaths, really. And I think most people that listen or do a show on here have some sort of are sociopaths on some level. Some a little bit more obvious than others.
Right.
Yeah. And the Jew actually has joked about that. He's like, I should do like a dissertation or something on you know, online, on like social networking and how people just get totally like, I don't know, they're just, it's like they're jacked in the matrix and they don't even realize it. Kind of like
right.
That movie Matrix.
Right. Right. This is, wow. Well, you guys seem like you're having fun in the AM, so.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, it's late night. It's,
well,
what do you expect, though?
Huge. Your chat room is these hues. I was like, wow, okay. You got a
nice number of just fucking guests, people just listening. I see,
yeah.
Hell, I even see Goofy Ball sitting right up under me, like, oh, damn, okay.
Yeah, no, Goofy's cool, man. I'm cool with Goofy. I'm cool with Goofy now, man. Everything's like water under the bridge. Goofy's
oh,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't do
OG. We kick it all the time on here. He calls in here all the time. There's another show on here called this host. His name's Cowpote. He also does a character called Bill Clinton, based on the president, and. And he does NFL picks, like he does sports show. He does like a sports show where you pick all the games and stuff. And Goofy and I call into that all the time. And I kind of rediscovered BTR like about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months ago. And
I think it's boiling down. I don't know. I guess I don't. You know, what I'm saying I don't. At first, when I got BTR, it was an information hive. You know, I came on BTR looking for, you know, audio blogs on and podcast on music business and whatnot. And that's what turned me on. And then I started saying that, okay, it's just a big social chat freaking word orgy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like simmered out to that. I mean, I guess if you're serious about shit, you can still plug into some of the more serious programs. But the underbelly of it is just so primal. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like you said, sociopathic.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you want an example here? Let's give you a taster, Chesta. I'm gonna bring on. All right, this guy. He's not my favorite troll, but he's kind of like the guy that's just been nagging on me the most lately. It's Nature Boy. What's up, Nature Boy?
Yes, it is. The Nature Boy. Whoa. Ric Flair. Hey, I'm talking to this caller I hear a lot. Don't you know that you were boring people half to death with your analogies?
All right, Nature Boy, first of all, before you start insulting Chesta, get his name right. I should have reminded my listeners. That's right. I'm on here live right now for the next 10 minutes with my good friend Chesta. That's Chesta T, the shit in the chat room, and Chester's an old friend of the program here, and we're just catching up here. I'm trying to get him up to date on all the trolliage that happens late night. So this could be redundant territory for a lot of you, but yeah, it is what it is. And Nature Boy, you're a piece of shit. But what else do you have to say?
Well, thank you very much, Smith of the Bay, and I want to talk to Chester the Molester. Let me tell you something, Chester, old friend of the show. Yeah, old friend of this 1965 radio ripoff show. Yeah, I'm targeting you, you punk. You want to come on here? You think you're a mixed shot? Because you're not a Blog Talk Radio regular like the Nature Boy? Well, let me tell you something.
Wait.
I will gouge your eyes out. I will make you. What do you got to say to me? You're trying to talk.
Look here, Nature Boy. It's not that I'm a regular. No, I'm a Blog Talk Radio legend. Shut the fuck up, okay? And you know what? I'm going to just do it because it's been a show, and I ain't did it for him in a minute.
It, man.
But Nature Boy, motherfucker, fuck you. Now, say it now. What that bitch?
Yeah. There you go,
Chuck. That was cute. He's so cute.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
All right,
cute.
Here's another one for you. I got another troll on the line now. This is a different type of troll. This is another popular thing to do here on BTR is, well, at least Nature Boy, you got to give him credit. He's using his own voice, right? He's making a character. It's like SNL, right? He's just playing around. He's doing some satire. Then you got people who are lazy and they rely on their voice audio software bullshit where they, like, type shit out and then replay it in a stupid voice, or they've sampled like recordings, and they just play them over and over. And we got one of those on here now with us. This is Lots of Cunts. Lots of Cunts. Why don't you say hi to Chest of Tea right here on Disorderly Conduct?
Fuck off, you cunt.
Excuse
That's
me?
It. That was it?
What?
Cunt.
What? What?
Cunt.
What? What?
Fuck off.
All right. So much for that.
Yeah. That was,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
oh,
so
thanks,
that's a little sampling of the kind of bullshit I have to deal with. I mean, I don't have to, but it's fun. It's fun to have him on. I like him. I can only take him in small doses, but you know, it adds a little flavor. It breaks up the monotony.
Somebody needs they need physical help.
Yeah.
Well, I can't stand when you need the digital help. Dude. This is a phone. This is a telephone. You know what I'm saying? You got microphones, you know, headset. You need digital help. Hell, you know. This was just these big commercials.
Right.
Bring a keyboard into the damn mix.
All right, I got another caller on the line. This is not a troll. This is Jimmy Bob. What's up, Jimmy Bob?
Hey, Vince, what's going on? Vince, did you find out what happened to Ghost? Did you have anything back on that?
Oh, I talked to Debbie about Ghost, and she said that she knows him and that she could that she doesn't know why he hasn't come back, but that she kind of was like where I was, that where she heard his last show, seemed like he was going to come back, but haven't heard from him. I sent you the link to his blog, right?
You sent me the link to his blog?
To his blog. He did the last time I heard from Ghost or saw anything from Ghost.
Yeah, you told me about that line.
Yeah, he did a blog in November saying that he was going to come back a changed man. And I haven't heard nor seen anything else since. But Debbie, said she didn't know what was up with him.
Okay.
Actually, I have Debbie on the line. Now she might be able to elaborate. Debbie, was there anything else about Ghost that you wanted to share?
Vance?
Yeah, Debbie, yeah.
All right, you can hear me all right?
Yeah, you're fine.
All right. Ghost, he's all right. I don't know when he's coming back. I asked Oro the other day, and he don't know anything either. So that's all.
All right, thanks, Debbie. Yeah, so there you go. She doesn't know anything.
I thought Moxie was supposed to put her staff on it to find out.
Oh, at the Humor Institute. Yeah, we did say we were going to do that.
Right. What happened?
Well, nothing's happened yet. But it's only Monday. We'll get on that right away.
Okay. Maybe he got out of it. I don't know. Maybe, you know, it sounded like he was, you know, just to have a couple heart attacks, a few of those shows, you know. And then he figured his hell couldn't handle it.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'm going to wind things up here, folks. Jimmy Bob, thank you for calling in, sir. Do you have anything you want to share in parting here?
Nah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming through, brother. I appreciate your support and always enjoy you calling in and asking questions of the guests. And I was glad to have you on with the Jew. And you were wondering about the Jew, and he's back, apparently. So two shows in a row, not Jew-free, folks. Sorry. Ken Moore, what's going on with you, man?
The 5 is still backed up to the 805. It looks like there was a butter truck headed to Moxie's that spilled all over the place. Other than that, still a backup there if you're running late for the donkey show in Tijuana.
All right, thanks, Ken. Appreciate that. Moxie Humor Institute tomorrow?
Yep, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Perfect. All right, I'll be there probably. I don't know. what my schedule is looking like. I'm hoping I'll be able to be there for the whole thing, but I'll get back to you on that offline. Chesta, thanks for coming through, man. Anything you want to promote before we get out of here?
No, dude. It's gonna be probably. Hey, you know I'm gonna call you for the major vocal promotions, man. It's Vincent. So you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, man.
When you see it come get large, like, you know what I'm saying, the dance and American Idol shit, you know, you remember that Vince knows the guy personally. So Ultimate MC competition.
Dude, I would love to. Yeah, you gotta definitely keep me up to date with when that happens. I'd love to be like the announcer guy that like introduces the MCs when they come on or whatever. Any sort of an announcer-ish shit you need, let me know, dude. I would love to do it for you, bro.
Dude, I know I already got you in mind. You're already there, dude.
All right, Chesta T, the shit, my man. Appreciate him, you coming through. And all you out there in the chat, Blue Goose, Chesta T, Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, Moxie, Impressive Words, Puppy Lova 2, Shike, and Terry Richardson, I love you all. And if I had time tonight, I'd make love to you all. But I can't. I got to go. There's only 20 seconds to go. Just enough time to thank you all once again for joining me. I'm going to sign off here. No overtime tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, though, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Larry, for coming through. I appreciate you hanging out with me, as always. I'm going to get going here.
Put that coffee down.
Yeah. Tell me about it. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's right. See you tomorrow, or talk to you tomorrow. But I guess I'll technically see you in the chat because I can see your names. So I guess I'm kind of seeing you tomorrow. Or not. Hey, it's Show Tunes.
Who knows a game?
I know a game. Listen to it carefully and follow after me. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a log, there's a log.
There's a log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a branch, there's a branch. There's a branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a bump, there's a bump.
There's a bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a frog, there's a frog. There's a frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a tail, there's a tail.
There's a tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a speck, there's a speck. There's a speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a what?
Like I said.
In the bottom of the sea.
There's a fleck, there's a fleck.
There's a fleck on the speck on the tail on the frog on the bump on the branch on the log in the hole in the bottom of the sea.
So let's flick the fleck, brush the speck, twist the tail, chase the frog, flatten the bump, break the branch, burn the log, fill the hole.
Hole in the bottom of the sea. Cause we need it like a hole in the sea. In the sea. In the sea.
I'm a troll and a liar.
It's a great show.
He's not even a Jew.